Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with some extremely local news. How are you doing today, Jen?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm up to about 45%. And looking at this story about the Anti-Cruelty Society, so can anyone get a portrait of their pet? How does this work?
They can. My cat's actually currently posing like the cat in the article. The Anti-Cruelty Society is, they had to cancel a lot of their regularly scheduled fundraisers they do in the summer because of the pandemic. So they are asking people when they send in a $20 donation, they could send in a photo of their pet, and a staff member will create a customized portrait of your pet. It's just a way to, you know, keep the people busy who work at the Anti-Cruelty Society and bring some money into their work, which, you know, they rescue so many animals per year, and then they have to pay for their food and their health care. So, yeah, it's really cute. And the one illustration that was done by their creative director is just adorable, of a little orange tabby cat. You could see it on our site. But yeah, $20, get a custom portrait, be a good gift.
You know, yeah.
Knock out your Christmas shopping.
Exactly. They should keep doing this all year, because this would be a good holiday gift, wouldn't it?
Totally. I love this stuff. Animal lovers, my family.
Yeah, I love this cat portrait, too. The restaurant Alinea was in the news a couple of days ago, and now it's in the news again, and they're going to be closed. Are they going to be able to reopen soon? What's going on with them?
They have closed, ironically, after they had that canapé that created some backlash on the internet that looked like a coronavirus cell. They, like, 4 days later, a staffer tested positive for COVID at the Air pop-up, which is the Alinea pop-up in the West Loop. And they had to shut down, and we actually got a few emails from people who, you know, paid up front $900 to dine there, and they will have to reschedule. But the whole staff is being tested, but they had to go through the whole process. So they had to wait for their test results. They have to wait the 4 days after being exposed to the person who, the staffer who was tested positive. The co-owner, Nick of Alinea, said that the staffer has mild symptoms, but another employee actually tipped us off to this and emailed and said, you know, this is just, it's really a scary time for a lot of people in the service industry. They just feel like they can't really be fully protected from this. And we are seeing this across the city with restaurants opening and then kind of abruptly closing when someone tests positive.
Yeah, that's the restaurant nightmare right now. The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toya, will talk to us about all that and more coming up in our 8:30 to 9 half hour. Finally, we have a story on the west side in the Austin neighborhood, and this is great. Some kids doing a lot of good things. And was this store looted originally? Is that what it was?
There was looting in the area, but not at the store. This is like a vacant, long shut down liquor store. And after talking, this group called By the Hand Club for Kids, kind of like an after school group, they kind of sat down and they just like listened to kids in the neighborhood. What would make this area better? There's 12 liquor stores and only 2 markets in a half mile radius around the Austin neighborhood. So the kids said, I would like a grocery store. And thanks to some athletes, they actually stepped up from the NFL and the White Sox and the Cubs. They all raised $500,000 to tear down the liquor store, and they're going to turn it into a pop-up food market. And not only that, they're going to be training kids in the neighborhood on, you know, growing food, selling produce, business skills they'll need later in life, running a business. So it's a really great story of, you know, a bad situation where a lot of stores were closed, and then people listening to the community about what they needed and stepping up to help. So it should be open in August, up and running, because they have to tear down the building and kind of rebuild there first. But instead of another vacant liquor store, the West Side is going to get a healthy food pop-up market.
Yeah, that's great. 423 North Laramie, raising $500,000 with the help of Jonathan Taves, Mitch Trubisky, Lucas Giolito, and Jason Hayward, and others. We like stories like that, don't we?
We do. I love it. It's like, you know, I don't follow sports very much, so I'm glad you named all the athletes.
Jen Sabella, BlockClubChicago.org for more. Thanks, Jen. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.